Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. One of America's most famous songs is Battle Hymn of the Republic. Harvard professor John Stauffer tells us more about it.
Battle Hymn of the Republic is a song that is, if not the most popular, one of the most popular songs in American history. And the reason why we're interested in it is because it's a song that's always served as a source of both uniting and dividing various segments in American culture. The song emerged during the Great Division in American history, the Civil War, and it was used in the service of vanquishing the Confederacy and defeating slavery. In fact, many contemporaries said that the song helped to win the war. And then 30 years later, the song was embraced by Southerners, ironically enough, and used in the service of reconciliation between the North and the South, and used in the service of perpetuating black unfreedom in the South in era of Jim Crow. In the 20th century, the song was embraced. In fact, it was the favorite song of the two great conservative revivalists, Billy Sunday and Billy Graham. It was also, if not the favorite, one of the favorite songs of Martin Luther King Jr. And today, about the only area of agreement between Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck on the one hand and Jeremiah Wright and Al Sharpton on the other hand is that the Battle Hymn of the Republic is all four men's favorite song. And so it's an area of interesting harmony or unity there. So it's a song, as I've emphasized, that throughout its history in rich accidental ways has been used in the service of both uniting and dividing various segments of the populace.
That was Harvard University's John Stauffer. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.